We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Final 45 minutes before we give way to the College World Series. Diesel, there's too much greatness in this studio right now, and I'm not speaking of us. Jordan Coons, the voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, here in a blazer. And Lonzo comes walking in the studio. I'm not sure I can handle all this greatness at once. Jordan, again, the big announcement came down at 4 p.m. Swamp Rabbits. The ECHL partner moving forward with the Carolina Hurricanes. I mean, think about it. You know, we got the Carolina Panthers. They're trying to really prove that they're the Carolina Panthers. They're putting their practice facility in York County or Rock Hill. And now the Carolina Hurricanes with their affiliates are really the Carolina Hurricanes because, if you will, and I hate to equate it, but a lot of people don't know hockey. The ECHL would be your AA baseball franchise in a system. The Charlotte Checkers, as you mentioned, who just played for the Kelly Cup Finals, they would be your AAA franchise in the Hurricanes system. So that is truly a straight line between Greenville and Raleigh.
And what's cool now is that our fans can see if a player gets called up, can go to Charlotte, and see them. Fans in Charlotte can come down and see us play, perhaps if Charlotte's on an off day. And likewise, there is such a synergy now that essentially it is one Carolina presence. That is what makes this as big of an announcement as it is, essentially. That is why this is so important. Not only is it just in the fact that you get already a legitimacy with the strength of the organization itself, but you have the ability to synergize and make it one essential fan base in the Carolinas.
Now, I don't know if you know what the Raleigh franchise plans to do, but what do NHL franchises do to link together their different, their multiple layers as far as that synergy goes? Because, you know, with NFL, the Panthers come down and they do training camp in Spartanburg. So they try to unite the Carolinas that way. Does anything like that go on with NHL franchises? Or what do you think you might see out of the Hurricanes in the future?
Yeah, there are times where teams at the higher level will come down and play games. I believe, if I recall, Carolina did play a preseason game at Bojangles Coliseum there in Charlotte. The Flyers play a preseason game every year at PPL Center in Lehigh Valley in Allentown. It just happened today, so I can't say what will happen, but I know that there is interest in trying to make something happen like that where there is a connected synergy where games could be played elsewhere.
You said that with a smirk on your face. That means something is happening. Well, you know, but you can't tell us.
No, I honestly could tell you right now I have zero clue.
All right, so that brings up another fascinating question. Does the parent club have any say on hiring coaches to where there may be some continuity between the ECHL level, the Checkers, and then the major franchise in Raleigh?
Not that I'm aware of. So anyway, the contract for Kevin Kerr and Khalil Thomas will continue through this upcoming season. So there's no – I don't – feel that there's any reason to believe that there's going to be anything different.
You know, because back in the day, one of the things they said made Burns football so successful was they had the youth league coaches running what the high school offense was.
And right.
Everybody was on board. I mean, I don't know if there's mental coaches, you're dealing with all that, if it's all operated within a framework. But it's not just about making that announcement. It's the 10th year of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits franchise this October. And you mentioned maybe today's kind of the day that this franchise was reborn, if you will. But you already signed a couple of players that were here last year. John O'May, as well as who was my favorite? He was the spark plug of the team, Michael Pelich. So there will be some familiar faces left here with this franchise.
Yeah, more to come. Absolutely, there's more to come. There's about 8 other players signed right now that – methodically will be rolling out to the rest of the summer. But to touch on both of them, first and foremost, we released the signing of Michael Pelech because he was the captain last year. A guy that, when you look, if you're a big statistics nerd, he was responsible for the most points scored by an entire team all year. He was responsible for over 33% of the offense last year, just himself. So his contributions, he's a veteran in the league. He'll be 30 this upcoming season, 11th pro season for Pelech. And then John Omey, a guy that had his season derailed by injuries towards the end, suffered a lower body injury in Orlando in February, but an ECHL All-Star, 20-goal scorer. I talked to him at the end of last year. He said he wants to hit 30 this upcoming year, had a shot at the American Hockey League last year for a game with San Diego. So he's a guy that's on the radar, too, a guy with a lot of intensity, a power forward type guy that can finish. So two great additions, and obviously there's more to come. I get the feeling that fans are really going to like the next one because he happens to be perhaps the fannest of fan favorites. So I'm going to put that little teaser out there and wait for Saturday for us to put that out there.
So the season will begin with a road date at Jacksonville on October 12th before 6 days later coming home for the home opener on October 18th. So give us an idea. I mean, there are various levels that you could obtain a ticket package at. You can go the whole 36 games at home if you want. One of the things, let me ask you this, like I even saw it with Nashville. When I was at the Predators game 3 weeks ago, and that's where Lessie Brook ends up going to college. Teresa and I have discussed with a buddy of mine maybe buying a 7-game flex pack.
Yep.
That's a big way to kind of get things done if you can't make a commitment to be there game in, game out. So have all different kind of options available, of course, at SwampRabbits.com.
Yeah, well, Sturge, that's a good point by you because – let's be honest. In today's day and age, it's hard to make a commitment all the time mm-hmm. to 36 nights in 6 months. We all have something going on. We got here to be, there to be. I mean, you know, with your daughter, you probably, chauffeur essentially at times.
No, she. We bought her her own damn car for that reason alone.
Well, before that,
we ran a Uber before was ever out there.
Right. So. With a flex package, it's a great way to essentially have, you know, as many seats as you want for as many games as you want, as you use at your discretion. And now is the perfect time because now that there is an affiliate, I know there were those that were kind of on edge. Is this going to come back? Is this going to be a thing? Look at your computer screens today. It's a thing. So now today is the best day. Tomorrow is a good day as well. And even the day after that. But flex tickets are a great way. As you know, you have plenty of things going on. You don't always have to be like, we're going this day. You can go any day, as many flex vouchers as you have, you can redeem for that level of ticket. It's the honestly, you're right. It's probably the most convenient way if you have an extremely busy schedule or a large family where you're going here, there, another way.
And to me, and I told Diesel this multiple times, you know, when it comes to the upstate, it is literally a Swamp Rabbit game is one of the most affordable avenues of entertainment. And, you know, it's only going to get better now that you really have somebody to identify. Like you said, track these guys on even after they leave Greenville. But, you know, I did the opening game of the year with you against – I didn't see him on this year's schedule, so it just really bums me out. Toledo, the Walleye. The strangest thing that I witness all hockey season long, including watching games, going to Nashville, going to multiple Swamp Rabbits games, happened in like the first period of that home opener this past year. When that, I still have never seen anything like that, what, 75-foot goal we saw scored. Diesel, I don't know if it's physically possible. I know I can extend the truth from time to time when it comes to telling a good story. That puck was still rising when it went in the net from, what would you say, 70,
I'd
75
say
100, feet away?
170 feet. He
Holy
shot it from the top
cow.
Of his own circle.
That's the craziest thing I think I saw all year long in
You're
hockey.
You're not alone.
Okay.
You're not alone. To your point before, though, Major League Entertainment at a minor league price. You're not going to be disappointed if you come out and see it. And with this affiliation today, it makes it all the sweeter.
All right, your thoughts on how the NHL season? I mean, your hockey, your love goes all the way back to what, Millersville University in Pennsylvania?
Prior to that, even in high school.
So, I mean, to me, the NHL champion, Lord Stanley's champion, St. Louis, is a story that maybe should be told on the first day of high school every single year. It's not where you are. It's not where you end up at. It's how you end things, because everybody had left the St. Louis Blues franchise for dead halfway through this NHL season, and they ultimately, they win the title.
I remember before the season they made the moves that they did, brought in Tyler Bozak as a center, traded for Ryan O'Reilly as a center. I'm like, this isn't really the true center depth that's going to keep up with Winnipeg, with Nashville, the Western Conference powerhouses. And sure, they're in last place. I'm just brushing my shoulders. I'm like, yeah, I got this right. And then all of a sudden, I got it wrong. They win the Stanley Cup. And they did it with a coach who prior, you know, his coaching style was akin to watching paint dry. He took the fun out of the game the way he coached the Philadelphia Flyers. But he went over to Europe and learned some things. Came back over here as an interim head coach after he did some great work down in San Antonio, the American Hockey League, and leads them, the St. Louis Blues, to a title. You know, a rookie goaltender in Jordan Binnington. I actually look back on my Facebook memories, and I called that the Flyers should have traded up to take him. So I'm going to rebrush my shoulder there for a second. But it ended, I'd say, predictably. In a way, St. Louis was just a team of destiny. They weren't going to break, and ultimately, they didn't break.
Well, no doubt interesting. And I tell you what, I've been to NHL games. They're great. Everybody said, you got to go to a playoff game. Got that in this year.
Yep.
Next year, it's got to be a game 7 in the playoffs. That's just absolutely next level craziness. So when we come back, listen, it's open phones. We're out at 6:45. But obviously, to end up at play-by-play at this level, this has to make you feel so much better about making the move from Dubuque, Iowa to Greenville, South Carolina a year ago. So who's influenced Jordan when it comes to broadcasting? Again, if you didn't hear, to me, one of the legendary guys, original member at ESPN, tenured 40 years, Bob Lee. He announces his retirement just 2 days after getting the Lifetime Achievement Award at the National Sports Media Association gathering in Winston-Salem. So let's find out from the man himself, Jordan Kunz, the voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, who are a couple of people that have factored into what he does with play-by-play, because I bet Doc Emmert may come up in this conversation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back in. So Bob Lee announces his retirement after 40 years at ESPN. You can go follow him, send him a message, at Bob Lee ESPN. That's L-E-Y. You know, I had a list earlier of my favorite sports reporters, sports broadcasters, Jordan. It went like this. I've always been a fan of Chris Fowler. For people that don't know, he got started with ESPN doing a high school sports report on Saturdays on ESPN, and he has really just moved through the ranks. Now, number 4 on my list was Keith Jackson, because you knew when Keith Jackson was calling a football game. Whoa, Nelly and all that other stuff. Number 3, Vin Scully. Mm. Much like you, doesn't work with anybody. Not because people don't like him, not because you aren't talented, but, you know, what I did for you once or twice with the Swamp Rabbits was really just to give you a chance to take your breath. You know, I think one time I kept up 8 minutes straight the action was going on, and you never stopped.
Right.
It was absolutely amazing. So, Vin Scully's that way. Larry Munson, the former Georgia Bulldog play-by-play. You know, I miss those days. And I challenge you this, too. Don't be so buttoned up down the middle like some of these guys. Bring it. Tell us why it's our team, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. And then finally, number one, Jim McKay. Wide World of Sports. I even went back and watched something on YouTube about, you know, it was his coverage in the Munich Olympics in 72 that was absolutely next level. So who are some people, you know, you went to Millersville University in Pennsylvania. You were doing play-by-play for your college teams when you were at Millersville. But your passion started at a much younger time than me. But who were some people that you look at within the business now that maybe had a direct influence on how you call a game?
Boy, there's too many.
Besides me and Diesel, limit it to two or three people.
I'd say outright, you know, Mike Emmerich, you talked about as the teaser hanging to the break. I mean, he was the guy that made hockey sound like a poem, essentially. It was a song. It was a story. And I remember watching the NHL All-Star game in 2007. It was in Dallas. And just hearing him talk about the people and about it's a story. It's essentially each game is a story unto itself. So him easily. I got to give props to my career advisor, Mark Zumoff, who is the lead play-by-play announcer on TV for the Philadelphia 76ers. What he's done for my career is outstanding. He has helped me at the highest highs and the lowest lows. Others that you may know, obviously everyone would know Kenny Albert, outstanding resource for me. I met him a few years ago, just a dynamite individual and an outstanding broadcaster. Dan DeUva, I met him when he was with the Trenton Devils of the ECHL. He's now at the Vegas Golden Knights of the NHL. He's helped me many steps along the way. And I think ultimately, you know, that those are the big ones that help me get somewhere. And obviously there are those that are in my age range that don't have the name recognition, I suppose, unless you're a fan of the American Hockey League. Zach Fish, who's in Hershey right now, got me the job, helped me get the job in Dubuque. And Brian Tosti was here before me. Helped me get the job here in Greenville.
Yeah, we knew Tosti before he took off to Texas, that bum. But
yeah, a jerk.
Yeah, jerk, all that kind of stuff.
He was just back in town, too.
I'm glad I was on vacation.
And he didn't call anybody. Come on.
I'm glad I was on vacation.
No,
I really like Tosti. All right, so what are some of the challenges as a broadcaster? I know my limitations. Number one, there's a Where's Waldo every single day on Straight Up with Sturge of something I butchered, whether it was name-wise, what was it, Andrew Iguodala earlier that I said once instead of, Andre Iguodala. So there's a Where's Waldo every day. I'm not a play-by-play guy. I can comment on things, maybe provide you a little bit of color, but to me, you got to really be dialed in, and I would have to be put on some kind of medicine to get that dialed in for play-by-play. What are some of your biggest challenges as a play-by-play guy, and will you allow yourself when you're doing a Swamp Rabbits game to say we? Because so many people want to be buttoned down, but I don't mind it when my guy says we when I'm listening to that broadcast.
Right. So let's take it step by step. What are the challenges? Well, I think it goes for all of us that staying healthy is always a challenge, especially for me in the winter months. I'm on a bus with a whole bunch of other people in a close confined space. I'm in arenas with thousands of people. Who knows what kind of germs they're bringing in? So I find myself to be sick for, you know, a good 3 weeks of the season, give and take. It doesn't matter. So that affects my performance. Staying hydrated is also important, whether you're at home or on the road. Getting enough sleep. I know this sounds like not broadcast worthy, but these are main considerations I have to worry about to be at the top of my game. Aside from that, I have to be prepared, finding the time to be prepared, get all my notes together, fulfill all my responsibilities before the game. But in game, it really does come down to staying focused and putting forth the best product, regardless if it's 5-0 Swamp Rabbits or 5-0 not. As for the we, you know, I was brought up and advised not to, and I believe in not, so I never will. There will always be the Swamp Rabbits to me.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, I understand if people want to do that. I know fans certainly like to do that and that they're entitled to that all the way. I I don't subscribe to it, but I'm not going to fault anyone who will.
I would think while you're working your way through the business, it'd be tough to get that attachment. But if you found yourself in the dream job, then maybe you are that part of the fabric.
Maybe 30 years
right,
with one team.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So, again, what's easier? Trying to keep from dying there in an 8-0 Swamp Rabbits loss. What's easier to describe to you, a big win or a big loss? Because either way, you're filling stories. I mean, I mentioned earlier today, one of my favorite things about WGN back in the day was trying to figure out how drunk Harry Carey was about the eighth inning of a bad ball game, because he'd start drinking Foster's out of his coffee mug. Yeah. Some of the greatest radio or television I ever heard was back when the whole South was Braves fans due to them being on WTBS. Forget this Fox Sports Southeast, blah, blah, blah. They were WTBS. They were a national brand. But Pete Van Wieren, Ernie Johnson, Skip Carey, Don Sutton, it get to be a blowout, 10-0. And they start telling jokes and stories, and you'd be in tears. That's actually why you would be watching at that point. So what's more difficult? I call that filler time in that kind of win or defeat, especially when you're by yourself.
Yeah, losses suck. I mean, I remember one right off the bat. We were in
Sioux City. You just said it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got me.
I'm sorry.
The Dubuque Fighting Saints were in Sioux City, Iowa. It was 6 hours away from Dubuque. And go there. It's the third game in as many days. The guys are dead tired. Our coach actually just got suspended for that game. So the game ends up 9-3, Sioux City. And it's a Sunday. It's the game's at 1 p.m. The bus doesn't get back till like 1 a.m. The day's gone, and you just watch the game where it's 9-3. The equipment's not working. Everything's overheating, and you're just like, why in the world am I doing this today? Mm-hmm. So what I find is in a loss, it's so easy for any of the fans to turn it off.
Yes.
They can just go about their day. But us play-by-play guys have to stick with it until the end and then write about it afterwards. So I'd say the losses suck. The wins are fun because you can laugh about it. You can tell the positive stuff and you can keep up with the game, and the fans love it when you pour it on. But when you lose and you get poured on, that's when it sucks.
All right, tomorrow night at Whiskey Tavern on Wade Hampton Boulevard, Buff Bagwell and some others are going to be in telling stories, stories from the road. And as I've said, Jordan, the best stories are true. Typically, we're not that creative. We're not that intuitive to come up with something fabricated that is as funny. The truth is usually the funniest thing that ever happens. What, you're on a bus with a bunch of, 20-year-old guys, driving the bus with the trailer with all the hockey sticks and equipment behind it. What's one of the craziest stories from the road that you could share? I mean, because I could see somebody snoring too loud at 2 a.m. and the whole team be lining up like the movie Airplane. You know what I mean?
I can understand that. There's definitely stuff I can't say.
We're family friendly, yes. And we do want to come back. We had to hit the dump button yesterday. That's a once-a-year thing for us. It was my fault.
Oh, man, Sturge.
Well, I was reading a quote from an article, and there apparently
so
was a word. There was a word directly in that article that I replicated on air that better not do that one. Be on the safe side from
FCC
this point.
FCC wouldn't have liked that very much.
Well, Diesel was right on top of it because we had Buff Bagwell earlier, and he pretty much kept his finger on the dump button the entire time for that interview as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say, some of the crazier ones were driving through a blizzard to get to where we needed to go and going about 10 miles an hour and having it spend a ton of time, and everyone's just impatient and just belly aching to death. Some of the jokes that they play on each other, or the things that they call each other, and just rib on each other's game, like they'll tell each other they're terrible and stuff like that in less than savory ways. But there's nothing that's been absolutely crazy aside from me being the last one on the bus and making us late and everyone staring at me.
You don't even play.
Yeah, right. That's happened to me twice. Once was not my fault. The other one definitely was. So I take responsibility.
Hey,
it's the worst to be up at the front of the bus and everyone's staring at you and like, well, where were you? Where have you been? We've been ready to go for 20 minutes. Where have you been?
Hey, it happens to all of us. I've been here at Intercom 5 years, 2 months now. And, I get off at 7 o'clock. I'm not a real big morning guy. And this past football season, doing that pregame show, we were on the air multiple times at 6 a.m. And I screwed up and overslept and was 20 minutes late for one of those 6 a.m. pregame shows. I have never done that in my entire career. But guess what? Doing that enough week after week after week, there was like 3 or 4 games in a row. Diesel and I left Greenville 4:30 in the morning for the opener last year to be on the air at 6 o'clock, and the people that we were broadcasting from weren't even at their location.
Credit where credit is due. I was waiting for you in the parking lot, drinking coffee, listening to Metallica, waiting for you.
And I think I showed up with a Crown Royal in my head and said, drive now. I'm just kidding.
Was the Metallica kidding. To wake you up? Was it that loud that you had to jack yourself up?
All right. When we come back, we'll close up shop. Remember, we're giveaway at 6:45. It's national championship time. Last time for the season. It's Michigan and Vanderbilt. And thank you, Lord, we can confirm Vanderbilt's wearing gold tops, more traditional baseball uniforms than they've worn the last couple of nights.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So, Diesel, we've had a blast today. We're giving way to the College World Series in 6.5 minutes. Jordan Coons is in studio with us, the voice of the Swamp Rabbits. They make the big announcement about 4 o'clock. They are now the ECHL affiliate for the Carolina Hurricanes. Part of the Hurricanes is Charlotte Checkers. So this is really Carolina when it comes to this. But you know what? I like to stir the pot a little bit. I've been known to do that. So this guy on Hockey Night in Canada that labeled the Hurricanes them bunch of jerks, which Carolina just rolled with it, made T-shirts and everything else. What can you and I and Diesel do for a celebration in October? In that first month, again, the season begins for the Swamp Rabbits on the road on the 12th, the home openers on October 18th. But what kind of celebration could you and Diesel and I lead with the Swamp Rabbits to get the guy on Hockey Night in Canada all upset with us bunch of jerks in Greenville?
Just the three of us?
We could be the ringleaders. We can get players involved. We can get the Swamp Rabbit girls. The Rabbits involved. We got to do something to protect our counterpart, North Carolina. Even though I was born in Canada and you're originally a Yankee, you know what? We may all have that drunk uncle here in the South, but we know, hey, he's my uncle. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking, let's get him riled up.
We could do anything to make Don Cherry angry.
Is he that mad? Because he loves wearing his Darth Vader jacket and things of that nature. So he has a little identity, if you will. But somebody that got that upset about a celebration of a goal or winning a game, pick and choose your battles, my friend.
I mean, what ended up happening was he just kept falling for it, and it just became marketing gold. And then they became not only just a bunch of jerks, then they were the front-running jerks. So he can just keep talking. If it comes to the point where we as an organization do something and we end up on CBC, all the better, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's make him angry.
Diesel's got this really, really good, keen, and at times sick sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
I think this has got a challenge for him written all over it because I think, he just has that ability, Jordan. So, again, swamprabbits.com is the website. It's got every bit of information. Y'all put the press release, everything else. And, again, October's not that far away. You had hockey night watch parties here in the postseason. I think you've got some meet and greets coming up with season ticket holders. But, you can get it all the way from all 36 home games to, we were talking about one thing that's really come into play now are these flex packs. So all you have to do to go to is to go to swamprabbits.com, and that includes any of our listeners that say, hey, man, maybe we want to now take a look at coming on as a corporate sponsor with the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Yeah. All that information right there.
Absolutely. And this
did your job
this,
for you.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much for making the pitch for me. This is the time to do it because it's the 10th anniversary season.
Mm-hmm.
It is now an affiliation with a local hockey team because, you know, this was our goal. This was the storybook moment for us. We wanted Carolina from the start, and we got Carolina. I mean, it's going to be the start of something special and a press conference to come to introduce the officials with the Hurricanes organization. We'll have that, obviously, on our social media at Swamp Rabbits across the board. But until then, this is the time.
I mean, listen, it would have been an improvement to align with the San Jose Sharks over being an independent this past year. But you just hit the nail on the head. It's storybook to get under the Carolina Hurricanes umbrella. And again, that, you know, there's no Atlanta team anymore. So, you know, between Washington, D.C. and what the Florida Panthers and Tampa Bay Lightning, there's a large area that the Carolina Hurricanes can own, and it helps to have those local teams, Charlotte and Greenville, a part of that franchise.
There's only a few teams that I can think of that have affiliates that are as close as these teams are. And I think the NHL and AHL affiliates of both San Jose and Winnipeg are in the same building. And the Flyers used to have that issue as well. But in terms of, you're talking about a regional, not only just building hockey in terms of the pro hockey sense, all three of these teams can now work together to build interest in the game across the Carolinas themselves. You have the area essentially canvassed. Each team has development or hockey development initiatives. This just makes it that much more of, a legitimacy to it. Now there is an umbrella of Carolina hockey. This is one Carolina. The Carolina Hockey Alliance is what I called it. It was from day one, I called it the Carolina Hockey Alliance.
He's becoming a true Southerner. You can hear it here every time. Jordan, thank you for coming with us. They can coming on with us here in studio. They can find you on Twitter at JCKVoice.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. We'll get together again, Hall of Fame tomorrow night, and come down and join us because it turns a little crazy when ESPN Upstate gets in the building. Diesel, tomorrow we'll be back in studio. I have a list right now. I've broken down the 15 most difficult college football schedules for this upcoming season. So we'll get into that. Guess why? Still working on a few things right now. Jordan, you probably get it. Like every single, almost all of my friends are on vacation right now, getting in that final one before media days begins here in 3 weeks. But thanks to our listeners. Enjoy the game. I had Vanderbilt winning. So, you know, with my luck here recently, Michigan's probably going to, you know, win on a 4-0 shutout. As Diesel said yesterday, take the opposite when it comes to Sturge. Have a blessed evening. We'll do it again at 4 p.m. tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.